This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hear this.
Wait a minute.
This is OTT Play.
OTT Play.
Now you know.
The highly anticipated Neil Blomkamp sports drama Gran Turismo is set to release in India this weekend on the 25th of August. The film stars Archie Madakwe in the lead with David Harbour, Orlando Bloom and Jerry Halwell as playing pivotal characters in this high-octane motorsports drama. For this episode of Now You Know, we take a look at 6 lesser-known facts about Gran Turismo. Let's get going then.
Trivia 1.
Even though the film is adapted from the hit PlayStation racing video game franchise Gran Turismo, the film is inspired by the true story of Jan Martinborough. Martinborough is an avid Gran Turismo player, went on to become a professional race car driver after winning an esports tournament conducted by the video game company and Nissan.
Trivia 2.
Did you also know that Jan Martinborough makes an appearance in his own biopic? As it turns out, he plays the stunt double for the actor Archie Madakwe, who portrays Martinborough's character in Gran Turismo.
Trivia 3.
Former Spice Girls Jerry Halwell, who's popularly known as Ginger Spice, plays a pivotal role in the film. Coincidentally, she also happens to have close ties to the world of motorsports in real life. Well, for one, she's married to Christian Horner, the team principal of the current Formula One world champions Red Bull Racing.
Trivia 4.
Several of the film's characters are inspired by real individuals. For instance, Orlando Bloom's character Danny Moore is based on Darren Cox, a former Nissan Europe executive who was instrumental in founding the GT Academy. The Academy helped PlayStation find gamers who could become professional racing drivers like Jan Martinborough. Similarly, Pepe Borroso's character Antonio Cruz is inspired by Lucas Ordonez, the Spanish racing gamer and the inaugural GT Academy winner. While Darren Bartnett's Maddie Davis is inspired by Brian Heitkotter, who was the winner of the GT Academy in 2011 alongside Martinborough. However, Stranger Things star David Harbour's character Jack Solteri is inspired by a mix of several real-life characters.
Trivia 5.
The film premiered at the iconic Belgian racing track called the Circuit de Spa-Francorchamps or Spa on July 30, 2023 during this year's Formula One Belgian Grand Prix. Formula One world champions Max Verstappen, Lewis Hamilton and Fernando Alonso were among those in attendance at Spa this year.
Trivia 6.
Director Neil Blomkamp, who is best known for helming the critically acclaimed sci-fi film District 9, was previously attached to direct another video game adaptation. In the 2000s, Blomkamp was roped in to direct the adaptation of Halo, Microsoft's best-selling video game at the time, along with Peter Jackson serving as producer. However, the film was eventually shelved due to issues surrounding creative control. Halo was eventually made into a TV series in 2022 by Paramount Studios. Well, that's all for this episode of Now You Know. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.